Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He's an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time, most of which is in Beechcraft Bonanzas and Barrens.
It's April 2022, and you know what that means. If you're a pilot or an aviation enthusiast, it's time to migrate to Lakeland, Florida for what is the 48th annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo. And that's where I'm at this week. I hope you've been able to come here or will at least plan to come here later this week, or if not, next year, perhaps. I'm Ron Timmermans from Orlando. I'm one of the many hosts for the Florida Aviation Network, and I'm just delighted that you've decided to join us today for this broadcast. The Florida Aviation Network has as its central core value safety. So everything that we do and people that we introduce you to, we have some element of safety in their presentation and in our discussion. So that is at the forefront of everything we do. Today I've got a very interesting person with me who represents JSFirm.com, Ms. Lauren Miller. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to have you on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Ron. I really appreciate it.
So Lauren, I understand you are the marketing coordinator for JSFirm.com, and for those of our audience that are not sure what JS.com is, the firm does...
Yeah, so we're actually an aviation job website.
An aviation job website.
That is correct, okay. Yeah. So anything and everything that touches aviation, we have 21 different categories for.
Wow.
Anything from pilots, maintenance, a lot of people think it's pilots, but it's everything. Avionics, administration, sales, UAV, UAS, you name it, there's probably a job for it on our website.
So all those are categories in this 21 categories that you have available.
That is correct. Yep, they're all their own, each category. We have pilot fixed wing and then pilot rotor wing. So, you know, those pilots come in, they can make sure that they're looking for the right job.
Okay, good. So if I were an applicant... And I would come to jsfirm.com. I would imagine that's the website, right?
Yeah,
as well as
absolutely.
Your name. Good. I would register, and if I'm interested in a job, I could peruse the website for available jobs?
Yep, you actually don't even have to be a member to peruse the website. So you can kind of come on, you can look, but we highly recommend that you create an account on our website. Super easy, few simple steps, email address, your desired job title, and then you can upload your resume. So that's a good feature as well. And then once you're from there, you can be found by hiring companies. It'll create job alerts, all that good stuff.
Very good. And so are you pretty much in the southern part of the United States or northern part or all over?
All over.
We actually
even have some jobs that are overseas. So those are becoming more and more popular. A lot of the companies that utilize our website, they are giving government contracts. So people are looking for those kind of jobs as well, and they're pretty popular right now.
So would you say it's a job seeker's market or a job or a company's market for?
It's definitely a job seeker's market. With everything, the last 2 years that everything's happened, the job seekers, this is their time to shine. There's so many jobs. We have probably between 35 to 40,000 jobs on our website at any time. We have like 5,000 companies that utilize the website. So it is definitely a job seeker's market, and they have all the options that they can think of, remote, move across the country, or stay in their town. They can do whatever they please right now.
Wow. So if you are a job seeker and you're looking for an opportunity in aviation, JSFirm.com would be a great resource for you to utilize. So the name of the company, JSFirm.com, is also their website, so that'd be pretty easy to remember and to... find jobs. So whether you're looking at, so if you want to, I guess you could just look in your hometown and see if you can find an aviation job. There might be one or two available and maybe you'll qualify, maybe not. Or you could go to jsfirm.com and see thousands of jobs on their website and put in your application, upload your resume, and have it viewed by many, many different possible job opportunities, and then get the job of your dreams. And maybe it's in the, a location where you live, or maybe it's an entirely new location, which would be another joyous thing to do as well for some people, huh?
Yeah, just like myself, if I live in snowy Pennsylvania, if I ever wanted to move to Florida, I could put in that and get job alerts. You can create those are super simple, and they'll notify you anytime a job in that desired area you know, appears. You can also follow companies.
Uh-huh.
So if you're looking for a job at Garmin or Boeing, once they post a job on our website, you'll get notified and you can apply to those jobs.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're from snowy Pennsylvania. So I imagine that's one of your headquarters is in Pennsylvania?
Yes, that is correct.
And so one just outside of Pittsburgh, did you
yes,
say?
Yes, yeah, southeast of Pittsburgh, about an hour south of there. And then we also have one in Roanoke, Texas.
Roanoke, Texas,
yeah.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes,
okay,
that is correct.
So two headquarters, but really that's of little consequence for you as a job seeker or a job offerer. Everything is through the website,
yes.
Which makes it simple. Everything's virtual. Well,
yep.
That's good. How long have you been with the firm?
Actually, just 4 years this past Sunday.
4 years. So congratulations on your work anniversary.
Thank you.
So if you're on LinkedIn, you're probably getting notes from people that say congratulations
yeah.
on your work anniversary
because
they do that automatically.
Yep.
I send those out all the time. And every once in a while, I get a flood of emails that say, oh, congratulations on your 23rd anniversary. I'm going to go, really? Has it been that long?
I
it's
know.
Crazy.
That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, wait, it's really been that long.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
been a great time.
So how long has JSFirm.com been in existence?
Since 1999.
Wow. So yeah. over 20 years.
Then. Yep. Both of our owners, they are pilots, private pilots, and AMP mechanics.
What brought them to offering this opportunity for applicants and companies?
They just saw a need for it and, you know, came up with the idea, and they've taken off from there, and it just keeps growing and growing each year.
Because they were involved in aviation, then they just decided to focus just on that industry?
Yeah.
But it's really broader than you think of aviation. Some people think of aviation as just pilots or it's just mechanics.
Correct.
Or it's just my little succinct part of aviation, but really it's pretty broad. And you mentioned 21 different categories,
yeah.
from pilots to mechanics to
mm-hmm.
to EVTOL operators and the like, and
yeah.
Just a host of what's one of the more unusual categories that you would think of if you think of aviation in the categories that you have?
Engineering. Yes.
Okay.
We have a pretty decent sized engineering category, and personally myself, I did not come from an aviation background prior to this. So I did not think when I saw engineering, I was like, engineering for aviation?
Yeah.
But it makes sense now. I mean, it really all comes together, and going to all these trade shows over the years and learning more and more each time, I understand it. And it makes so much sense, and they need these people.
Yeah, indeed. So unlike you, I do have an engineering background. So for me, it would seem perfectly logical
yeah.
that this would be part of aviation. As a matter of fact, when I first started college, I was pursuing a degree in aerospace engineering and decided that was a little bit tougher than I wanted to do, and my interests were somewhere else, so I did change majors and graduated in architecture, but engineering is still at the heart of what I do, so that's good. So in your role as a marketing coordinator, do you mostly just get to sit in your office or at home in southwestern Pennsylvania, or are you on the road?
On the road. Yeah, so I do a lot of the traveling for the trade shows, visiting with, you know, some of our job distribution partners, you know, just kind of getting out there, handling the social media aspect of everything, you know, helping out with website development, getting the feedback when I'm out on the road from our customers and the job seekers, and, you know, seeing what they're seeing, if there's anything that they would like to see, and, you know, taking that back to our team and kind of making it into a whole idea.
How many on the staff at JSFirm.com? Is it a large staff of people?
There's about 20 of us.
20, okay.
Yeah, so we have a decent-sized staff, but we all work very, very well together, very close-knit group. So.
And the meat of what you do is on the website, I imagine, where
correct.
Applicants come and get linked up with job offerers and the
yep.
like. And so is that seamless from your perspective, or is there a lot of interaction with your firm and the applicants or your firm and the job offerers?
We actually have no connection between the job seeker and the company. So they do all the communication. We're kind of just that platform for them to connect and go along their way.
Well, specifically, who pays your way, if I may ask?
Yes.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. Yeah, companies. We charge companies a fee, depending on, you know, what they're looking for and kind of what advertisement opportunities they're looking for. We have anything from target emails to banners, just to normal job ads. There's a little bit of everything, but it is completely free for job seekers to use. It has always been free, so that's a good resource for them to use.
So if I've got a job to offer and I need a candidate, I would need to pay for your service, depending on what level of service I chose.
Correct.
That would make sense,
yeah.
I guess, yeah. And if I'm an applicant, I don't have to pay anything?
Do not have to pay anything. It is completely free.
This is great. So if you're looking for an aviation job, this is where you need to go, JSFirm.com. And you will find, how many jobs do you have listed right now?
Between 35 and 40,000.
Oh, there's only 35 to 40,000 jobs for you to look at and find find the job of your dreams and the location of your choice and a great future from there on and the like. So any interesting stories and feedback you've gotten from applicants that have gotten the job of their dreams through JSFirm.com?
Thanked us so much for everything that we have done and the service that we provided to them. But they're always super thankful, and we always appreciate it when people say they found their dream job on JSFirm.com.
I'm sure that has to be very fulfilling for you and all of your staff that works with you. Good. Well, you mentioned that you go to trade shows a lot, so here's one at Sun and Fun. Is that the only one this month, or have there been others?
Yeah, so later this month we will be attending MRO. So that is going to be in Dallas this year. So we'll be there. And I was previously in Women in Aviation just a few weeks ago. And before that, at Heli Expo.
Okay. So Heli Expo in Dallas.
Yes.
Women in Aviation Nashville, I think it was.
Yes.
And then back to Dallas for MRO maintenance and...
Repair overhaul.
And repair and overhaul.
Yes.
So, wow. So you're covering several different aspects of aviation in your role. So you work social media, trade shows, and probably a host of other things, I imagine. Huh?
Yeah, we do a lot. Wear a lot of hats, but it all works well together and everything comes together.
How about your interaction with the job offerers? So if I'm a firm that I've got one or more openings in aviation and I come to you, do I do that on the website as well, or do I call and talk with someone, or do I do both?
You could do either. You can purchase ads online and different advertisement opportunities, and then you can also call in. We can get you over to an account manager, and they can help you out and explain everything and everything that you need to know.
Good. So your opportunities as a job offerer are quite expansive as well. Talking with, or even you can just go online and figure it out on yourself at the website, or if you need some help or have something specific you're looking for, then you can talk with one of the representatives at jsfirm.com and get even more more information that would be useful to you. So I've heard that there are a lot of firms are giving scholarships now, and JS Firm has also given a scholarship just recently, right?
Yeah, we actually did this morning.
This very day,
this morning at the Sun and Fun Exhibitor Breakfast, we actually presented a CFAA student a AMP scholarship. His name is Jack Rice. So we presented that to him this morning, and he was super thrilled that he got it. He had no idea. We work closely with Rochelle Floyd, and she, you know, sends us over all the applications, and one of our managing partners, you know, goes through an interview process with all the students, and, you know, he chooses the best fit, and Jack was the guy, and he's just a junior working on his AMP.
How wonderful. For those of you who are not aware of Central Florida Aviation Academy, CFAA, as Lauren mentioned, it is a high school that's located here on the Sun and Fun campus, and they have all 4 years of high school with tracks that students can pursue while they're in high school for either piloting, ANP, avionics, or engineering. So those are the four tracks that they could choose, and a number of them are in the A&P track, and it was one of these young people, Jack Rice, that was honored with a scholarship, and this was in the amount of...
$1,500.
Yeah. So that will help him pursue a follow-on education beyond high school to actually get his...
Yep, he can use that for school, tools, anything that he needs for...
School
furthering
or tools.
Furthering his education,
That's good. Obviously, A&P mechanics not only need training, but they need tools to have implement their trade, don't they? Well, Jack Rice, I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but congratulations if you're watching us. That's a wonderful thing for you and increases your opportunities for success in life as you pursue an A&P career. That's wonderful and the like. So this is JSFirm.com's contribution to increasing the pilot population, pilot-related aviation industry population, because there's not only a shortage of pilots, but there's a shortage of other aviation technicians and ANPs and instructors, and there's just shortages all throughout the aviation industry. That's probably why we've got a huge job seeker market, as you mentioned, far more jobs available than there are candidates that are available to fill them and the like.
Yeah,
so if a job offer comes to you and applies, I mean not applies, but puts their job online. How long does it stay there before you either take it off, or do they voluntarily retract it if they can't fill it, or what?
Yep, so they have the opportunity to take it down and put it up as much as they want. So depending on, you know, they can fill it real fast, they can fill it over a couple months, or if they need multiple, they can keep it up for a whole year. So opportunities are endless for those guys when they're advertising their open positions on our website.
I see. Any really unusual job that you've filled through an applicant marrying up with a job offer in your firm that you can think of?
Not that I can think of, unfortunately.
Okay. But out of 30 or 40,000 jobs
that you have, there's probably, I'm sure it is.
So I think you said this is the highest number of job opportunities that you've had available on your website.
Yes,
ever.
That we have definitely seen over the years. I mean, companies are just coming to us in floods, you know, trying to advertise their opportunities. So it's a good time to be a job seeker right now.
It's a good time to be a job seeker. So if you're a job seeker, as I mentioned before, jsfirm.com would be a great resource for you to become very familiar with. Do your application, upload your resume and the like, and it won't be long, I imagine, and you'll be at least get some interviews from firms that are looking for somebody just like you to fill a job that is going to be perhaps the job of your dreams. So let's say there's some folks that are listening today and going to be here at Sun and Fun tomorrow. Would there be any opportunity for them here locally at the Sun and Fun campus?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, just in south of Hangar B, it's in the new Career Fair building. It was the Pilot Mall before. There is a giant career fair happening. So we have over 20 companies, anything you can think of. We have a Frontier there, Air Wisconsin, Air Methods, anything and everything you can think of. There's companies there, and they're looking to hire people right now. So anybody's welcome. Come on in, talk. You can potentially get a job. So it's a great time. It's happening today, tomorrow, and on Saturday from 9 to 2, right before the air show starts.
Great. So this is people that I just can't believe the opportunity here. So they can come to this booth that is sponsored by jsfirm.com.
Yep.
But these are the actual companies that would be hiring.
Yes. They
people,
actually have their recruiters here at Sun and Fun looking for their next employees.
So if you're watching the video, I mean watching this presentation today, but coming tomorrow, Friday or Saturday, bring your resume along and stop in at the career fair and you know, pass out your resume, go through an interview. It'll be good practice for you, even if you're not entirely interested in the job, or maybe you'll find out there's some interest there that you just now discovered. So this will be a great opportunity for you if you're a job seeker. Lots of jobs, as Lauren mentioned, available just through her firm. There's probably other jobs around as well, but what a great resource for job seekers to use to make it make the process automated and a whole lot easier than trying to go out there and shake through the woods and find the job of your dreams. It's probably somewhere on the website.
Yeah, we try to make it as simple and easy as for them as possible.
Yes, indeed. Well, Lauren, a little bit more about you as we're winding down the last couple minutes of our interview here. Did you get a degree in college that made you ideally suited for this job?
Or? Yeah, so actually I had no aviation background prior to this, so everything aviation related was completely new to me, and I was very, not overwhelmed, but it was so amazing to take it all in. My first trade show was actually Oshkosh.
Wow.
So when I walked in and I saw all of that, I was like, wow.
I think they call that baptism by fire.
It was great. But I have a communications media degree. So I do the marketing. Before this, I actually worked in radio. So this is a complete 180 for me. But I absolutely love it, and I love learning so much about the aviation industry over the last 4 years.
Well, that's good. That's good. So have you thought about pursuing a piloting education, or is that in the future maybe?
It's always intrigued me.
Yeah?
Just seeing even like these students or just these college students go through all of that is just kind of amazing in a way.
Uh-huh.
So maybe in the future. You never know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I'm sure they've got pilot training opportunities in Pennsylvania as well.
They do for sure,
yeah,
yes.
And, of course, here at Lakeland as well. This is a mecca for student pilots as well. But you'll find pilot training available just about everywhere, and that's probably one of the jobs or many of the jobs that you have on the site. I know I get email inquiries frequently of jobs that are available as a flight instructor in various locations around the country.
Yes, lots of flight instructors are needed. So,
And a lot of our audience probably includes young men and women who have become a pilot, got their commercial pilot's license, now have gotten their CFI, Certificated Flight Instructor rating, and you're looking for a job. And so certainly you can find a job around your home airport, of course, but you might also find a number of jobs available on jsfirm.com where you can get that special CFI job in a location that that works for you or works even better for you. So try and take a look at jsfirm.com. You'll see a number of great opportunities and great opportunities for you as an applicant, and then also great opportunities for you as a job offerer to get your job out there and get some good qualified candidates. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been good. I've learned a lot more about jsfirm.com, and I think we've conveyed that to our audience today.
Absolutely.
It's a job seeker market. It's a great platform in which job seekers can find the job of your dreams. And if you have a job that you're trying to fill, it's a great platform for you to get your job out there and get it exposed to as many qualified candidates as possible. Lauren, thank you so much. Did I call you Jennifer already?
Okay.
I did. Oh, okay. I told you I was going to do that by accident. So Lauren Miller, marketing coordinator with jsfirm.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Thank you so much for joining us today. And go look at jsfirm.com. You'll be pleased if you do. Come back and watch us again for the next interview. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.